From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Turkey says it's ready to join the U.S. in attacking the Islamic State capital. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is suggesting that Turkey could take part in a future operation to liberate the Syrian city of Raqqa from Islamic State group militants. Erdogan told journalists aboard a plane as he returned from a G20 meeting that the issue was brought up by U.S. President Barack Obama during the meetings in China. His words were reported by several Turkish newspapers today. Erdogan says Obama wants to do some things jointly concerning Raqqa. We said this would not be a problem from our perspective. Turkey's military entered Syria last month to back efforts by Syrian rebels to push IS from the border. It has also clashed with Syrian Kurdish troops. At least one person has died. 70 people have been treated for breathing problems in the Syrian city of Aleppo after what rescue workers say was a chlorine gas attack by government forces. The Syria Civil Defense Group said helicopters dropped several barrels containing chlorine on the opposition-held Al-Sukari neighborhood. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights also reported a barrel bomb attack in the area, but could not confirm whether chlorine was involved. Accusations of chemical attacks have been a fixture of the Syrian conflict, with both the government and rebels blaming the other during the past 5 years. You can read more about this on our website at voanews.com and on our social media sites as well. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama Wednesday told a group of young people gathered in Laos from across Southeast Asia that it is not enough to dream about their plans for the future, but that they have to actually do the work. In an upbeat town hall event with people involved in the U.S.-sponsored Young Southeast Asian Leaders Initiative, Obama said young people have historically been the key to progress and development. He stressed the need for countries to improve educational standards and to make sure those gains include girls and not just boys. In response to questions from the audience, Mr. Obama said he hopes the next U.S. leader will continue his increased engagement with the Asia-Pacific region and that he believes Congress will pass the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. He also touted the benefits of interacting with people of different cultures as a way to continually learn and highlighted the need to respect people who have different beliefs and backgrounds. In the U.S. presidential race, a new CNN poll shows Republican Donald Trump with a 2-point lead over Democrat Hillary Clinton. Clinton continues to lead in most surveys, but the CNN poll is the latest of several recent national and state polls that indicate the race for the White House is tightening with about 2 months to go until Election Day. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more.
Republican Donald Trump discussed foreign policy in Virginia, but could not resist highlighting the good news in the latest poll.
I know that for a fact because people that didn't call me yesterday, they're calling me today. So that's the way life works, right?
Democrat Hillary Clinton still leads in most national polls. Clinton went after Trump during a rally in Florida.
Any demeans Muslims and attacks a Gold Star family whose son died in action in Iraq? That's not who we are.
Trump and Clinton are already preparing for the next major event in the race, the first presidential debate set for September 26th. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. military says a series of airstrikes targeting al-Qaeda's affiliate in Yemen during the past 2 weeks killed 13 militants and injured another. A statement Tuesday from U.S. Central Command said the three strikes happened in Yemen's central Sabwa province between August 24th and September 4th. It also noted that al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula remains a significant threat to the region and the United States. One American astronaut and two Russians landed safely in Kazakhstan early Wednesday after spending nearly 6 months performing work on the International Space Station. I'm Ira Melman reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.